Ladies and gentlemen, we present Tony Hancock.
Hancock's half hour.
Thank you. Merci. Bonsoir. Arrivederci. Bonsoir. Du mal.
And what do you think you're doing?
Who are you?
I am the air hostess.
I wonder we had a job getting off the ground.
This is the third time you've been told. Put that stuff back in the luggage department.
I am not getting this out of my sight. Very valuable property this is. Yes, I'm not getting that rubbish at the back there.
It wouldn't get mixed up with rubbish at the back. If you stuck labels on it.
I'm not stacking labels on it. It's made of real cow eyes, this is. I've already slushed the bloke at London Airport for trying to chalk all over them. So just watch it. Now, let me get past. Oh, now, look what you've done now. Look at this. Oh, that's my holiday finished. I'll be stuck here for the next 10 trips. Bye. No! It's no good. They'll have to dismantle the plane.
Put this stuff down.
Amongst this feeling mob? Not on your life. Pull yourself in, woman.
I can't.
Oh, this is ridiculous, having a woman of her size on a plane. Turn around. It's nothing to do with you. I can complain when I get back. I can put it in writing. Ridiculous. Anybody got any margarine? Esky, our Celtic. Oh, never mind. Doesn't matter. Now, try again. Right, both feet in. Move in opposite direction. Go! Go! Never do that again. Make sure you've got a clear run before you come out in the gangway again. Very nasty moment, that. Now then, where's my seat? Excuse me?
You again?
Yes, me again. Hang on to these a minute, will you?
Wait a minute.
Oh. Do you mind not wobbling your knees about? You'll have me over in a minute. Some people have got no consideration for others, I don't know.
Sit down, sit down before I call the captain. Disgusting behaviour.
Oh, shut up. I'll have these if you don't mind. No. Move up a bit over there, will you?
Be all right if you keep still. I will soon be there. I'm going abroad, you know.
I don't know where this mob are going. I'm going to Switzerland for the winter sports. But I've learnt to ski in a department store in the West End, so I'm all right, you know. Ah, my word, I needed this holiday. Been hard work in the laundry lately. He works work straight off the top. It's the only way to travel, you know. I go everywhere by train. I wouldn't travel anywhere else, you know. Always flying I am. Whenever I get the chance. Whenever I get the chance. But I'm a very experienced traveller by now, of course. I know it all. Slight pong of garlic here, if I'm not mistaken. Should we have a window down? What's this then? What are these? He's wind her down and slide her back as or push her out.
Windows in aeroplanes do not open. This is a pressurized cabin. If the window opened, the plane would explode.
Well, that's bad workmanship, aren't it? Never had this trouble with the old tiger moth, matey. Mine is the only way to travel, you know. Thousands of feet up in the air in luxury, looking out of the window, carpet of billowing clouds spread out beneath you. Yeah, spread out like a patchwork quilt. Look along the fuselage there, seeing the spread of the great wing and the reassuring sight of the giant engine throbbing. Hey, God, where's the wing? There's no engines here. What happened there?
That way.
What? Fancy putting the wings on the wrong way around. There's only the one.
There's another one on the other side.
My word, I thought we were going to have to stick this out there for a minute. Here they have one of me turns, then.
What's going on? What's the trouble here?
Our inveterate traveler maintains that the wings have dropped off.
I do not. I was only joking. I know perfectly well where the wings are. I've no mug. I've been on an airplane before. Give the driver my compliments. Tell him we're having a very smooth trip.
Thank you very much, sir. I'm glad you're enjoying the flight.
Who are you?
I'm the driver.
Well, what are you doing here, then? Why aren't you sitting in the cabin? Steering. I know, something's wrong. Don't tell me. Something's wrong, isn't it? You in the engines. You've heard something. A knocking noise. I shouldn't be surprised. They're going to be on fire in a minute. That's why you're out here. You're raising your weight in the door. You're going to be the first to jump. And we're going to fly here. That's it. Oh, poor wretches. Where's my skis? I'm off.
No. Please sit down, sir. There's nothing wrong, I assure you.
That's what they all say. I've seen man in the sky. I know. The plane is disintegrating. The nails are coming out.
The nails are not coming out, sir. Everything's under control. My co-pilot, Fury. We've never had a better flight before, and we shall be touching down in 10 minutes' time. So you see, sir, there's no need to worry. Just sit back, relax. Everything's going to be all right.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't realize it, though.
That's all right, though. Oh, look, we're flying over the Alps now, though.
Are we? Mm-hmm. I say, what a lovely sight. Your assistant's doing quite well up the front door there, isn't he? The only way to travel, you know.
See the shadow of the plane on the snow, sir?
Oh, there we are, yes. Isn't that interesting? I know what you mob are worried about. We're as safe as ours is up here. I can see the shadow there, the old tailplane. The wings, the two engines, the old wheels hanging down. There are no wheels! Where are the wheels? That's it, we're doomed. Where are the boats? Where are the wheels?
They're in the wings, sir.
What are they doing in the wings? Get them up!
They're hydraulic, sir. We press a button and they come down. It cuts down wind resistance.
Yes, of course I know that. I know all about that. I was just testing you youngsters out, that's all. You don't remember me, do you?
No, sir.
Stick Hancock of the Flying Fools, 1916?
No, sir.
I got the one over Potter's Bar, you know. I'll always remember. It was a winter's morning when I spotted this cigar-like monster at Angel's 1-5. Only one thing to do, climb above him. I kicked the rudder, climbed up, got him in my sight, and what happened, you may well ask? Me twin vickers jammed. Well, the Hun was throwing everything at me. Three on my tail, I was looping the loop at 120 miles an hour. Only one thing to do, I stepped out in the wing, controlling the plane with my feet. Grabbed the bombs out of the racks and threw him at him. Did me victory roll over Hendon Airport, picking up packages off the tarmac with the wingtips. Nerves of steel. 144 missions and never turned a hair.
Pardon your face about me.
What's the matter then? That's it, we're out of control, aren't we? I'm too young to go.
It's
please,
right,
do something.
We're coming into land. That's all over and done with. Your
wife says
Madam, rooms 19 and 33. I hope you have a very nice flight back. Would you mind signing your register?
So anyway, we were just coming over the Alps and everybody was panicking. Everybody except me, of course. Don't worry, I kept shouting. Everything will be all right. I pushed the pilot off his seat and took over the control. It's the only thing I could do, really. The poor fellow was shaking like a leaf.
Oh, it is you, sir. Well, feeling all right now? Hope the injection we gave you calmed you down. I wouldn't be ashamed of yourself. Happens to a lot of people on their first flight, you know. Goodbye, sir.
Well, don't just stand there smoking. Get the bags up.
Yes?
Oh, there you are. What are you doing standing in the gloom? How do you expect people to see you?
Perhaps if you took the glasses off, monsieur.
Yes, of course. I'm totally fine. I'm on holiday, you see. Now, I want complete rest and relaxation while I'm over here. I don't want people rushing about after me and plaguing me for autographs. I want to be completely incognito. I don't want anybody to know I'm here.
Of course, sir. It must be so embarrassing for you. What name, sir?
Hancock. Tony Hancock.
Tony Hancock?
Shh, you'll have them all over here. You've got my room.
No.
But you must have my room. I rang up and booked 1 week ago.
I'm sorry, sir. We only accommodate celebrities.
Do you mind? How dare you? What do you think I am? What do you think this disguise is for? Hancock, Tony Hancock.
I never heard of you.
Never heard of me. Of course, you're Swiss, aren't you? Hancock, I was here last year.
Last year?
Yes.
Hancock? Tony Hancock.
Yes, yes.
Just a minute. Yes, here we are, Tony Hancock, yes. A little matter of 4 towels, a tea service, and an ashtray.
Hey, souvenirs, that's all, souvenirs. Mementos of Switzerland, I...
Of course. Yes. You think we might have a few mementos of England, such as 78 pound notes to cover last year's bill?
Didn't I pay that?
No, sir. You chased me to the airport, but you were a little too quick for us.
You got the manager's car all right, though, did you?
Yes, sir, we got
there. Yes, sir. Just put those little items on my bill this time, eh? I'm a reasonable man.
Very well, sir, but I'm afraid you'll have to share a room. We're very busy.
Share a room? A man of my caliber? Not on your life. I'm not sharing a room, Mush.
Naturally, we should only charge half price.
And the register.
Here we are. There we are, this way, in our room number 26.
It is, you know. I'm sure it is. Go on, ask for an autograph. Can I have your autograph, please?
What did I tell you? They come rushing straight over, you see. Now, my dear. Yeah.
There you are. I told you it wasn't Sabrina.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, sir. Room number 26. Ah, good morning, Mr. Dubois.
Good morning.
Very nice to see you again. We have your reservation already.
Oh, thank
room
you
number
very much.
29.
Oh, 29. Nice. Thank you so much.
And very nice, too. Ah, Dave. Nobody else has arrived yet. I'll grab the best bed before the other chap gets here. Do now. Now, that bed nearest the window in case of fire. That one nearest the door in case of an avalanche. You've got to think about these things. Let's see now. So, of course, this one nearer the window has the best view, the Swiss mountain ceiling, which is the reason I'm here. Yes, this will do. On the other hand, bloke in that bed gets his breakfast in bed first. Well, when you've seen one mountain, you've seen a lot. Ah, this is the life. Hello? I hear a squeak. Only half price for the room as well. You can't grumble at seven.
Good evening.
Don't tell me you are under there looking for a sweet.
Yes.
Yes. Get out from under my bed.
Your bed? This is my bed. You're having the one over there.
I beg your pardon?
You mind. I have bagged this bed. Don't come it now. I hope you don't snore. I'm a very light sleeper.
How dare you? Get out of this room at once. I know your type. Creeping into a girl's room. You peeping Tim.
Peeping Tim? Don't give me that stuff. Nothing unusual for you continental ladies.
Oh.
What? I've been to Boulogne. Now let's face the truth now. You're sharing this room for a fortnight. Let's make the best of it if you get my meaning.
I get your meaning. Now you get out.
Now, I admit this is a little irregular, not the sort of arrangement one might find in Market Harbour. Nevertheless, I'm quite prepared to put up with the inconvenience.
Yes, but I am not. Now, are you going?
Please, madam, you don't appear from me. I'm British. British through and through. Ha ha, yes. Let's be broad-minded about this. Now, you scratch my back, and I'll scratch yours.
You are not scratching my back.
It's a figure of speech, madam. You mistake my meaning. I'm only here for the winter's crop.
Yes, but I am not one of them. Now, get off.
Let's be grown up about this. I mean no harm.
If you don't leave immediately, I shall ask the manager to come up.
But he'll have to keep on the floor. He's not only my bed.
Oh, get out of here, that fool! Do you hear? I never heard...
anything like this.
What's going on in here? So, an intrigue.
No, you misunderstand.
You Englishmen are all the same. Kind of respectable all the year round, and the moment you leave Dover Harbour, you're at it.
I am not at it. Things are not what they seem.
Please, just get him out of my home.
Certainly, mademoiselle, this way, sir.
Do you mind? Do you mind not stretching my ear? You will have me overbalanced for skiing. Please. Not her room, it is my room. If you don't believe me, have a look at the key.
Perfectly right, mademoiselle, it is his room. Ah, but I have a much bigger apartment for you, just down the hall.
Thank you very much.
Any more disgusting mistakes like this, and I'd have you arrested.
But you don't understand,
I... Oh, you naughty Englishman.
Oh, you hot-blooded lackey. Mother was right. I should have gone to Brighton. Nothing sordid like this. Her and her all-too-obvious charm. I'm surprised nobody rushed in and photographed us while we were struggling. 50 quid on the spot, or send a copy to your mother, you know. Not this lad, not a nibble. Yes, he was nice, though. Said he mustn't get excited, I'm here for a rest. Said if I'm not sharing a room with her, who am I sharing a room with? Good evening. What do you want?
I'm your room, man.
Oh, no, you're not.
Come on. Don't miss the bell.
Ooh. A nice room, isn't it? You don't mind my coming in, do you?
No, please do.
Ooh. He's cozy in here, isn't he? I think we're going to get along very well. Don't you?
No.
Now, don't be like that. Oh, we soon have this place looking homely. I'll just put my photos up. I always put my photos up. Stops me feeling lonely.
But they're all of you.
Yes, I haven't got anybody else.
How sad.
I know. Nobody likes me. I don't know what it is. I seem to get on people's nerves. They think I'm daft.
I can't understand that.
I mean well.
I'm sure you do.
You know, people give me photographs, but when they get to know me, they ask them back. Even my mother.
Mother? Oh, that's terrible. You know, you've hit me right here now. Now, you moved me there, really. You really have me going there. You poor wretch. Here, I'll tell you what. I've got a photograph of me. Here, you have that.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, I think you're nice. It just goes to show you there is some kindness left in the world after all. Well, I should say to this. You don't know what this means to me. Oh, I'll never forget you. And you have me. Ah. You've gone off me now, haven't you? You're like all the rest, you don't like me now.
No, I don't.
Oh, come on, let's be chums, make up.
No. I don't want you to speak to me again.
What are you over here for?
I'm not going to tell you.
Go on.
No.
But you can't guess why I'm over here.
I don't want to know why.
Have a guess.
I'm not even going to try. Yeah. I don't care why you're over here.
You should never guess anyway.
I'm not interested in your activities. What are you over here?
No, I'm not going to tell you.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
No.
I'll give you my photograph back.
Oh, all right. Well, come here.
Yes.
You promise you won't laugh?
I won't laugh.
Come here.
Yes.
I'm over here for the Yodeling Championship.
Get away.
Mm-hmm, I am. I'm the Yodeling Champion of East Dulwich.
Well, I am surprised.
Mm, well, I am. Between you and me, I stand a very good chance.
Yes.
You see, I've got the biggest yodel in Dulwich.
Amazing, a man of your build.
Yes, well. Of course, you see. That's very deceptive. It's a knack, you see.
Yes.
It's the way you manipulate your diaphragm.
Mm-hmm.
You see, good yodel, you see, starts from here, comes up through here, goes all round the pipe,
yes,
and forces its way out here.
Oh, absolutely fascinating.
Yeah. Here, I'll show you.
Yeah. Thank you, very good. Please don't do it anymore, not that I don't like it, but I think I got another woman up here or something.
No, stop messing about. Well, I've got to unpack and I've got to get a good night's rest, otherwise my yogi will suffer.
You wouldn't want that to happen, would we?
Well, I'll have this bed, I think.
Get your honourable yogi equipment off my bed. That is your bed over there by the window.
Oh, no. No, I can't think by the window. I haven't bought me Alibert oil capsules with me.
Good luck. This is my bed. Here I am. And here I stay.
Oh, no, don't be rotten. I'll get you.
Good. I was here first.
Now, go on. Let me have that bed.
No.
Go on.
No.
Go on.
No.
Go on.
No.
Go on. You can't touch me. Feet off the ground.
Get off that bed!
No!
Get off!
No!
Alright, then don't get off. Stay here. See if I care. I'm not standing here chatting with a light for you. I'm going. Good day.
Two different worlds. We live in two different worlds. Oh. Who is it?
Your team is here.
Oh, that's nice. Oh!
Mine! I saw it first!
I saw it first!
I was here
no.
first! Do you mind keeping quiet? I want to get some sleep! Half past five. They've been at it for hours. Fine holiday this is. I've not a wink of sleep all night. I thought he was going to smoke this when he first dug it out. Can't you hang it out the window and blow it? Alpine horn blowers. Yodeling champions. It's not good enough. All in the same room. It's not good enough. I'm going to complain.
Yep.
I mean, the hotel is full, isn't it?
What do you want at this hour in the morning?
I must get some sleep. There are two maniacs in my room. I demand you change my room.
Well, you better go up on the third floor, room number 36.
Good. Now, I'm going out skiing for the day if anybody wants to know where I am. Good day.
Mind the tree.
I know where all the trees are. I'm not a newcomer here. I was here last year, remember?
Good morning, Monsieur.
Good morning.
Can I help you?
Oh, yes, please. I wonder if you could perhaps find me another room.
Was something wrong?
Oh, no. It is a very nice room. But it is too near those idiots who yodel and blow alpine horns all night long.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You go up to the third floor, room number 39.
39?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I shall be in the lounge if anybody wants me.
I wish to report a new tree on slope 604. Carnivorous, I fancy. Number 30.
36.
Fine holiday this has been. What a fiasco.
I haven't enjoyed 1 minute of it. Never again, never again. I'll stay at home next year and do the garden. What's happened? Alpine hornblowers, yodeling champions. Bashing myself into trees. It's taken all the shine off the whole thing. Oh, now I've dropped a button. Oh, isn't it sickening?
Look! No! King, police! There is a man under my bed!
Oh, not you again!
You dirty old man, don't you ever give up? King, police!
But you're mistaken, madam!
Oh, you should be ashamed of yourself. A girl is not safe with men like you about.
But King, you keep coming into my room, I'm innocent.
Oh, men like you should be locked up.
Please, don't start throwing things again, please. Come again. They put the lot on my bill last night.
What's going on in here?
He's a man of the respect of the girls.
So, you're still at it. I am not still at it. This is a conspiracy.
I warned you about this before. Arrest him.
You don't say I shall tell the British ambassador about it. I'm innocent. I shan't buy any more Swiss cheese. I shall tell me friends on Friday. You hear more of it?
I must apologize to this. It's men like him who get hotels bad names.
Yes, they do, don't they?
But I don't think we shall hear any more about him.
Oh, you are so understanding.
Oh, I suppose it's one way of spending 6 months abroad without spending your travel allowance. Warder, make sure this cell door's locked. I don't want any women wandering in here. What a way to finish a holiday. What a way. I don't know, I suppose it could be worse. At least I'll get the sleep and the relaxation I wanted. Yes. 6 months solitary. Lovely. It's better than the hotel in a way. It's quieter. It's much quieter. Oh no, please, get me to the chain gang. Get me to Alcatraz. I want to go to Holloway. And it's